Welcome back, everyone. Today on the Deep Dive, we're really jumping into something delicious. We're looking at how smoke generators can seriously level up those big cuts of meat. We've been digging into some great info from the folks over at Pitmaster Arsenal. And yeah, we want to explore how these machines turn, you know, regular food into something amazing, really full of flavor.
That's a perfect way to put it. A smoke generator is, well, it's like a special tool just for flavor. It's basically a machine that makes a nice clean smoke from wood chips or pellets. And that smoke is what gives your meat that really deep, rich taste that's honestly hard to get otherwise.
How does it work, mechanically speaking? Just the basics.
Sure. So usually there's a heating part that makes the wood smolder, not burn, just smolder. Then there's a little box or chamber for the wood and often a small fan. That fan gently pushes the smoke out and into, say, your smoker or grill.
Gotcha. And are they all the same?
Oh, definitely not. Think of them like different tools for different cooking jobs. You've got cold smoke generators. They run cool, like under 80 degrees Fahrenheit usually. Those are great for things you don't want to cook, just flavor. Right. Like fish, cheese, maybe nuts.
Okay, cold smoking. Makes sense.
Then you have hot smoke generators, and they do exactly what it sounds like. They work at higher temperatures, so they cook the meat while smoking it. These are really the ones you want for those bigger pieces of meat we're focusing on today.
Right, the hot smokers.
Okay.
Let's unpack this a bit more.
Yeah.
How do these generators really make our food sing? What are the big wins here beyond just, you know, it tastes smoky?
Well, the taste improvement is huge. It's not just smoke on the surface. The compounds in the smoke, they actually react with the meat itself, chemically.
Hmm.
Things like guaiacol and syringol, they mix with the proteins and sugars. It's called the Maillard reaction, partly.
The Maillard reaction. So yeah. It's creating new flavors.
Exactly. Hundreds of them. It makes the taste incredibly complex, much more than just grilling or roasting. And then there's texture and moisture. That's another big one. The slow, steady process really helps break down the tough bits in the meat.
So it gets more tender.
Much more tender, yeah. And because it's usually a gentle heat and the smoke kind of seals things, the meat stays juicier, less drying out.
Okay, deeper flavor, super tender, really juicy. That sounds pretty fantastic already. Now, you mentioned different woods earlier, and Pitmaster Arsenal talks about this idea of localization of flavor. What's that about?
Right. Localization, it's a great concept. Think of it like matching the right spice to the right food. Different woods give off different smoke flavors. It's not all the same. Hickory, for example, is pretty strong, bold, almost bacony, really good with beef or pork.
Okay, hickory for beef. Got it.
Then you have something like applewood. It's much milder, sweeter, a bit fruity. That's fantastic for pork, too, or especially chicken, because it doesn't, you know, totally overpower the meat's own taste.
So you're matching the wood's strength or character to the meat.
Precisely. Cherry wood is another good one. Gives a nice color, slightly tart, fruity smoke. Great for poultry. By picking the right wood, you're enhancing the meat, not just covering it up. You're sort of localizing the smoke flavor to fit that specific cut.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like customizing the smoke.
Exactly. And this control helps you get consistent results, too. You figure out what works. You can do it again and again. Oh, and don't forget, there can be some slight health perks. Properly smoked meats hold on to protein well, and some antioxidants from the wood smoke itself can actually get into the food. Research shows people often really prefer smoked stuff, too.
Interesting. People will even pay more for it, right?
Yeah, studies suggest that. Yeah. That distinct quality is valued.
Okay, so this localization Pitmaster Arsenal had a cool story about this, didn't they? An example.
They did, yeah. It was about a chef tackling a really big pork shoulder, like 20 pounds, huge piece of meat. And instead of just picking any wood, the chef was really thoughtful. They used a mix hickory and apple wood.
Okay, why that combination?
Well, the hickory brought that strong, smoky base flavor, you know, that foundation. But the apple wood added a layer of sweetness, something lighter, that really complemented the pork itself. So it wasn't just one note smoke, it was balanced.
And the result?
Apparently, it was incredible, super tender, just falling apart, but the flavor was the real star. Complex, balanced, unforgettable. It really showed how choosing the right wood for that specific meat makes a massive difference. It wasn't just cooked, it was like crafted. Yeah. A masterpiece.
Wow. Okay, so the big takeaway here seems pretty clear. Using a smoke generator, and especially thinking about that localization matching wood to meat, lets you take big cuts from just cooked to Well, something special.
Absolutely. You get that incredible flavor, that amazing juicy texture. It really elevates the whole meal.
And if you want to learn more to really nail this technique.
Yeah, definitely check out Pitmaster Arsenal. They've got loads more tips and tricks for mastering your smoke generator over there. It's a great resource.
Right. So here's something to think about. Next time you're planning that big family dinner, that roast or brisket, imagine choosing not just any smoke, but the perfect smoke, the right wood for that specific cut. How could that turn your meal from just, you know, food on the table into a story everyone remembers? Something to chew on?